Hello, welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1. And this week, I pre-record the show, but this week I'm going to be in the studio when the show is playing. I'll certainly be there on Saturday, and I may be there when you're listening. I may be there Monday night. And if I'm not there, somebody else will. You can call in and talk to someone in the studio. But I plan to be there this coming Saturday. Let's see, today is the 1st, so 2nd, 3rd, 4th, March 4th. And give me a call, 276-944-6929. And you can talk to me. And I'll be there waiting for your calls because it's a fundraiser, and I'll explain that to you later. But right now, I want to tell you more about the show and what we're going to do. It's Wombats and Music. I play my only songs I love. And occasionally put in an oddball thing, a reading or something like that. I've got one tonight. And that's why I call those oddball things Wombats. That's where I get my title, Wombats and Music. The first song tonight is from Crystal Gayle, 1977, We Must Believe in Magic. And I just think it's a great phrase. And we are all shipmates bound for Alpha Centauri. Great line. Anyway, it's a lovely song. Crystal Gayle is a wonderful performer. Younger sister of Loretta Lynn. Much younger, about 19 years, I think. So this is We Must Believe in Magic.
Of Alpha Centauri, we must be out of our minds. Still, we are shipmates bound for tomorrow, and everyone here's flying blind. Oh, we must believe in magic, we must believe in the guiding hand. If you believe in magic, you have the universe at your command. That is the crew bound for Alpha Centauri. Dreamers and poets and clowns. Bold is the ship bound for Alpha Centauri. Nothing can turn it around. You
That was We Must Believe in Magic, sung by Crystal Gale. Well, as I told you, it's fundraising night. This is WEHC, FM 90.7, your college and community station from Emory and Henry College. And we count on part of our funding from contributions from people like you. And this is the fundraising week. And if you call in at 276-944-6929, you can either just chat with me or you can make a contribution. You could also go online and make a contribution at www.wehcfm.com, and you can make a contribution there. We're in our 25th year here. We've grown from 100 watts in 1992 to 9,000 watts, and we now reach into 5 counties. So we need your funds to help us keep going. You can donate any amount. They've got a special deal if you give a larger amount, which I'll tell you about later. But right now, I just want you to know that it's WEHC, and if you'd like to make a contribution, please call in and chat with me, 276-944-6929. The next song is Katie Says by Christine Lavin. I believe I saw Christine Lavin at least once performing live in the New York area. Katie Says is a simple song about a little girl.
Katie says, today is the best day of my whole entire life. Katie is 3 years old. We've been dancing in the living room to her new Tom Paxton record. Katie's got a lot of rhythm when she wiggles for a little kid. She's got soul. That night when her mom and dad come home, I tell them what she said to me. I figure they'll think I'm some kind of babysitting genius to make this little girl so darn happy. But they smile and they say, don't take this the wrong way. But Katie said the same thing yesterday. Lately she's been saying that every day. I think back to what I know is the best day of my life. It was winter time 10 years ago. We were staying in a farmhouse in the middle of Vermont. The hills were covered with Christmas trees and freshly fallen snow. Instantly I picture the vivid details of that day, when you told me that you loved me more than you could ever say. The air was a bracing cold, the sky a startled blue. Never before or since have I felt that close to you. What does that say about you and me in the past 10 years? I've learned to live with your silence. You've learned to overlook my tears. Now this dancing three-year-old in her simple, perfect way has me questioning the basis for the life we live today. Katie's probably sleeping now. I wonder if she dreams about flying with the angels, dancing with moonbeams. You are here beside me. You are snoring right out loud. I long to kiss you on the forehead and and smooth your worried brow. Though we have not given up, it's been ages since we've tried to reveal the aching passion that for years we've pushed aside. I whisper that I love you because I know you cannot hear. I turn off the light, and in the dark, you gently pull me near. Katie says today is the best day of my whole entire life.
That was Katie Says by Christine Lavin. Wouldn't it be nice if each of us could think every day, this is the best day of my whole entire life? That would be a wonderful feeling. Well, the next song is by the Beatles. It's one of their classic hits. Paul McCartney wrote this. It came out in 1965. It's been covered by hundreds of artists. The song is called Yesterday, and it shows some of the Beatles' talent and why they became the supergroup of their era.
Yesterday, all my troubles seemed so far away. Now it looks as though they're here to stay. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Suddenly, I'm not half the man I used to be. There's a shadow hanging over me. Yesterday came suddenly. Why she had to go, I don't know, she wouldn't say. I said something wrong, now I long for yesterday. Yesterday, love was such an easy game to play. Now I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Why she had to go, I don't know, she wouldn't say. I said something wrong, now I long yesterday. Yesterday, love was such an easy game to play. Now I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday.
That was Yesterday by the Beatles. And now it's time to take a little break and tell you about this fundraising thing. WEHC has to raise money. They're going to be raising money through June 31st. And this tonight and today, I am going to be in the studio when you hear this show. And so you can call me. This is a recorded show, so I'll be there to pick up the phone, and we can chat. And if you'd like to give us some money, I'd like that. And I have some forms to fill out. You can also go online, www.wehcfm.com, and contribute money. Earlier I mentioned if you want to give a larger amount, now we're at 90.7, so they've put the amount at $90.70. If you'd like to give that amount, then we can have a day when we will play an announcement of 15 words and your name, or without your name if you want just the announcement. So if you call in and contribute $90.70, and give me 15 words, we will announce those words with or without your name as you wish. And that will be during the day. We will repeat it numerous times. So that's for a larger amount. But any amount is welcome. Just let us know you care. Or just call up and talk to me. The number is 276-944-6929. Fundraiser for WEHC. Well, next song is Almost a Wombat. Many of you may have watched the Academy Awards last week, And together with the awful goof at the end, who could believe that? Anyway, but during the show, a woman named Sarah Bareilles, I'm not sure how she pronounced it, that's how I pronounce it, Sarah Bareilles, sang Both Sides Now. It was during a memoriam part of the Academy Awards. They put up pictures of people who were deceased during the year, famous people, and talked about them, or really just showed their picture, and occasionally they would put a little soundtrack in. And during this memoriam thing, Sarah Bareilles sang the song Both Sides Now, and I liked it a lot. I thought she did a beautiful job of it, so I went and found it on YouTube and recorded it, and I'm going to play it for you now. So this is Sarah Bareilles singing Both Sides Now from the Academy Awards, and you'll hear some other voices come in during the while she's singing.
But now they only block the sun. They rain and snow on everyone. So many things I would have done. But clouds got in my way.
We are the music makers, and we are the dreamers of dreams.
Ensign Chekhov, Pavel Andreevich, sir.
Tell me the definition of happy, huh? But first you better make sure that your kids are good and safe. And then you come to me and tell me how to be happy.
I'd like to dedicate this to my father.
I wondered when I'd be seeing you, Mr. Potter.
That was Both Sides Now, sung by Sarah Bareilles from the Academy Awards show. Next up is a song I've always loved. Oh, I can remember it, hearing it 40 years ago. It was recorded in 1978, so almost 40 years ago. No, more than that. Anyway, it's called We Believe in Happy Endings. The artist I have written down is Earl Thomas Conley, but when I looked it up, it says Earl Thomas Conley and Emmylou Harris. So if there's a female voice on here, it's Emmylou Harris. But it's kind of the song that I think life is supposed to be like, that even when things get difficult in a marriage or a couple, that if you believe in happy endings, you can be lucky. And not all marriages are lucky, but some are. And so this at least in the dream that the song tells about. In this one, they were lucky.
And broken hearts, till silently we sit apart, you and I. But in a while the anger's gone, and we forget who's right or wrong. Then one of us will end it all with just a smile. We believe in happy endings, never breaking, only bending, taking time enough for mending the hurt inside.
We believe in happy endings with Earl Thomas Conley and Emmylou Harris. Next up is a gospel song, I'm Working on the Building by Tim Menzies. Tim is from Mechanicsville, Virginia, so he's a local kid. At least he's from the same state we are. And this is a classic gospel song, and he puts some fire into it, some rhythm, and speaks to me.
Working on a building, working on a building. I'm working on a building for my Lord, for my Lord. It's a Holy Ghost building, a Holy Ghost building. I'm working on a building for my Lord, for my Lord. If I was a gambler, I tell you what I'd do. I would quit my gambling, start working on a building too. Working on a building,
working on a building, working on a building for my Lord, for my Lord. It's a Holy Ghost building, a Holy Ghost building, working on a building for my Lord Jesus, Lord. Tell you what I'd do, I'd keep right on preaching about working on a building too. I'm working on a building, working on a building, working on a building for my Lord, for my Lord. It's a Holy Ghost building, a Holy Ghost building. I'm working on a building for my Lord, for my Lord.
That was Working on a Building by Tim Menzies. Well, I want to remind you again, you can call in anytime, 276-944-6929, and I will pick up the phone. So give me a call, and I'll tell you about fundraising, but we could just chat if you like. Well, the next song is called Don't Expect Me to Be Your Best Friend. The name of the artist is Lobo. His real name is Roland Kent Vivoli. And he was born in Florida, that's where I was born, on my birthday. He was born on my fourth birthday in Florida. And this is Don't Expect Me to Be Your Best Friend from 1972.
I stopped sending flowers to your apartment. You said you aren't at home much. I stopped dropping by without an appointment, 'cause I'd hear laughter coming through your door. Sometimes late at night you'll still call me, just before you close your eyes to sleep. You make me vow to try and stop by sometime, but baby, that's a promise I can't keep. I love you too much to ever start liking you, so let's just let the story kinda end. I love you too much to ever start liking you, so don't expect me to be your friend. I don't walk down through the village or other places that we used to go to all the time. I'm trying to erase you from my memory, 'cause thinking of you jumbles up my mind. I love you too much to ever start liking you, so
let's just let the story kinda end. I love you too much to ever start liking you, so don't expect me to be your friend. You always act so happy when I see you. Smile that way, you take my hand, and then introduce me to your latest lover. That's when I feel the walls start crashing in. I love you too much to ever start liking you, so let's just let the story kinda end. Love you too much to ever start liking you, so don't expect me to be your friend.
That was "Don't Expect Me to Be Your Friend" by Lovo. Well, coming up in a minute, we're going to have two wedding songs, one of which is a wombat, so get ready for that. But it's also time to take a break and tell you who we are and what we're doing. And you're listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baya. Wombats and Music comes on Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station at Emory and Henry College. WEHC is the college's radio station, and the college partially funds it. It does not fully fund it. I personally think they should give more funds, but they do give some, and the rest that we raise from fundraising. And tonight is fundraising, or this week is fundraising week. And if you call in on our fundraising week, you can get me during my show, 276-944-6929. And I am here in the studio waiting for your calls while my pre-recorded show, which I'm making right now, is being played. So give me a call. And tonight is also my chance to play a wombat. So it's coming up after the next song. But first, we have the wedding song by Paul Stuckey. And I think I read somewhere that this is one of the most commonly played songs at weddings in the world, certainly in the English-speaking world. So, beautiful song. Paul Stuckey was Paul in Peter, Paul, and Mary. And this is his wedding song. And after this song, we have another wedding song coming up that is a wombat. So, get ready for that. Thank you.
coming man and wife? Is it love that brings you here, or love that brings you life? Or if loving is the answer, then who's the giving for? Do you believe in something that you've never seen before?
Was the wedding song sung by Paul Stuckey. And now comes your wombat. My wombat. When I was working at Hofstra University, I had a good friend, Brian Ferris, and I also knew his fiancée, Sukan Wei. They had both worked for me when they were students, but now both had graduated. Brian was on the staff at the computer center, probably more senior to me by that point, and Sukan was off in industry working, and they got engaged, and they invited me to sing at their wedding. Now, I'm not Paul Stuckey, so my wedding song wasn't quite up to his level, but I liked this song. I had a good time writing it and a wonderful time performing it. There were over 100 people at the wedding, so it's probably the largest audience I may have ever sung to solo. I play the banjo, so I played the banjo with it and sang the song. And I enjoyed addressing the audience. At one point, I told them, "We are all magicians, and we cast a magic spell." So you'll hear that in the song. And also that week, we'd had a hurricane come through. So that's in the song, too. So this is a topical song written for my friend Brian Ferris's wedding to his fiancée. Both of them are good friends. I'm still in touch with them. And that was about 20 years ago, I think. Well, 15. So here we go with what I call Brian's wedding song.
All I want's a miracle, is that too much to ask? While I'm asking for a dream, could I have one that lasts? I'd like to start at the very beginning of matter, space, and time. How the Big Bang led to a wedding, and do it all in rhyme. Brian sought a miracle to bring him to this day. He found her in the lab beside him. He found Sukan Wei. Was Sukan ever lonely? Did she ever wake up crying? Now she's found a friend for life. Now she's found Brian. Here's a verse for the goldfish. I hope you're all doing well. Tonight you'll all have a brand new home and such a story to tell. Now every life's a miracle. This I know is true. That means you're a miracle. And you. Now every love's a miracle, for out of love comes life. And so today we celebrate the love of a man and wife. We're in a royal court today, our king and queen so cool. And in this court I'm a minstrel, maybe I'm a fool. And in this royal court today you play a role as well. For we are all magicians and we cast a magic spell. We wish them joy, we wish them strength, and perhaps the chance to tell their children of this wedding day and of our magic spell. Some marriages are blessed by sun, some are blessed by rain, but this is one of the rare ones, blessed by a hurricane. And so, my friends, I wish you well, I wish it with this song, and most of all, I wish your love will forever be strong. All we need's a miracle, it's not too much to ask, and while we're reaching for a dream, let's take one that lasts.
So that was Brian's wedding song. Oh, the verse in there about the goldfish, Brian and Sukhan are different kind of people. For their center ornament on every table, there must have been 40, 50 tables, was a large goldfish bowl with a live goldfish in it. And I helped the night before. We had to go around and get these goldfish. They were in little plastic bags, and we had to get however 40 or 50 of them and put them in the back seat of a station wagon and take them to the place where the wedding reception was going to be held and get them into their bowls. And I took a bowl home. I took one of the fish home. So that's the verse about the goldfish. We'll all, tomorrow you'll have a new story to tell. It was a fun wedding. And I, probably the highlight of my musical career, and allowed me to put that wombat on tonight. Well, I want to remind you, it's fundraising week, and you can call tonight or this afternoon when you're listening, 276-944-6929, and get me, and we can talk. And if you'd like to make a contribution, that's even better. I hope to get a few calls, so please do call. Well, let's see. We've got time for a few more songs, and I've got some more lined up. The next one is by Ian and Sylvia. Ian and Sylvia were a Canadian couple. They were married to each other, and they started performing in 1959 and continued performing throughout the 60s. Had a number of hits. Their most famous or most popular song was Four Strong Winds. Tonight I'm going to play Early Morning Rain, and it was written by another Canadian, Gordon Lightfoot, and also recorded by Peter, Paul, and Mary. But this is the one I liked best. They are all beautiful. The Peter, Paul, and Mary one was really nice. But of all of them, this is my favorite version of In the Early Morning Rain, sung by Ian and Sylvia.
In the early morning rain, with a dollar in my hand, with an aching in my heart, and my pockets full of sand, I'm a long ways from home, and I miss my darling so. In the early morning rain, out on runway number 9, 8707 set to go. But I'm stuck here on the grass, where the cold winds blow. Well, the liquor tasted good, and the women there she goes, my friend. Oh, she's rolling now at last. Hear the mighty engine roar. See the silver wing on high. She's away in westward bound. High above the clouds she'll fly. Where the morning and the sun always shines. she'll be flying on my horn in about 3 hours' time. This old airport's got me down. It's no earthly good to me, 'cause I'm stuck here on the ground, cold and drunk as I can be. You can jump a jet plane like you can a freight train, so I'd best be on my way in the early morning rain. You can jump a jet plane like you can a freight train, so I'd best be on my way.
That was Ian and Sylvia singing Early Morning Rain. And I want to remind you that it's fundraising time. And if you'd like to call in and chat with me, I'm in the studio, 276-944-6929. And I'd love to talk to you. Give me a call. Next up is Lady Down on Love by Alabama from 1983. The man who wrote it, Randy Owen, ran into some women in a bar where he was performing, and they were together to celebrate the divorce of one of the women, but that woman was not happy, and she told him that she was sad. She really felt she'd rather be married if things had worked out. The first verse is by the woman, and the second verse presents the man's point of view. This is Lady Down on Love.
It's her first night on the town since she was just 18. A lady down on love and out of hope and dreams. The ties that once bound her now are broke away, and she's like a baby just learning how to play. Never thought that love could ever end so soon. Her mind drifts back in time to a midsummer moon, when he asked her to marry and she gladly said okay, and a woman came to be from the girl of yesterday. Now she lady down on love. She needs somebody to gently pick her up. She's got her freedom, but she'd rather be bound to a man who would love her and never let her down. Well, I know the lady that's down on her love, 'cause I used to hold her and have that special touch. But work took me away from home late at nights, and I wasn't there when she turned out the lights. Then both of us got lonely, and I gave in to lust, and she just couldn't live with a man she couldn't trust. Now she's a lady down on love. She needs somebody to gently pick her up. She's got her freedom, but she'd rather be bound to a man who'd love her, never let her down. Now she's a lady down on love.
That was Lady Down on Love by Alabama. The last song of the night is Friends from the Angry Birds movie, sung by Blake Shelton. I'll get a song anywhere I can. I went to the Angry Birds movie with my wife's granddaughter, Josie, and I heard this song and I wanted it and I got it. So this is Blake Shelton singing Friends.
Just couldn't walk another mile, and that cloud above me had no silver lining. I couldn't buy a break with my last dime. Oh, but when I saw you standing in the corner, I'd have never thought that you would have my back. But then we rolled in like the thunder and the lightning, threw some punches, then we had a laugh. Some rough, tough desperados, hanging tough through thick and thin, kicking up dust wherever we go. I can see that you and me are gonna be friends. Who'd have thought we'd wind up here together? Crazy that we're standing side by side, fighting just like two birds of a feather. Who's gonna tell us now that we can't fly? Just some rough, tough desperados, hanging tight. Be friends, yeah.
Friends by Blake Shelton with Banjo and Fiddle. I love it all. We're at the end of the show. You've been listening to Wombats and Music with your host, Harry Baia. And if you'd like to call in, I'm going to stick around the studio for a few minutes. The number is 276-944-6929, and you can talk to me. You've been listening to my favorite songs, songs I love to play, and an occasional wombat. And tonight I had a wombat when I sang Brian's wedding song. Anytime I put something on that I sing or perform, I call that a wombat. And I don't do it very often. Maybe every fourth or fifth show I might stick something on like that. But I try and get a wombat in more often than not. And I've had a lot of wombats recently. So, Wombats and Music is my chance to play songs I love. And we come to you from WEHC. And you can call me at 276-944-6929. And then I can tell you personally on the phone what I'm going to tell you right now. I want you to join me in doing something. And what I want you to join me in doing is to celebrate. Please join me. Well, you don't have to join me. You can do it on your own. But I'm going to do it. Join me in celebrating most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye.